Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. The Thursday night game forced us to adjust our production schedule, so we have two games to cover in this edition. Let's get caught up. Week 4 in Chicago saw quarterback Aaron Rodgers make a number of plays out of the pocket and on the move. He's one of the best in the league at extending the play, but the scramble drill also involves his wide receivers not only finding some open space, but getting to an area where a quarterback on the move can get them the ball. Here are a couple of examples. Second offensive play against the Bears, tight end Richard Rodgers will run right down the middle seam. But you can see as this pocket breaks down, Richard Rodgers is looking towards the middle of the field. Aaron Rodgers is making his way toward the sideline. Watch now how the tight end flips his hips without breaking stride and finds this open area for the quarterback to get him the ball. And the Packers have a 43-yard gain, and they're on the move. Fast forward to the second quarter. Here's first down in the red zone. The guy to watch is Randall Cobb, who will run a short out route. But when the pocket breaks down, this side of the field is essentially off limits based on where Rodgers is. But watch how Cobb finds the open space and gives his quarterback a lane to throw the ball, just as Richard Rodgers did on the previous play, and the Packers are in business. As we shift gears to Week 5 and the Vikings, we will shift our discussion from the scramble drill on offense to safety play on defense and take a look at a heck of a performance by veteran Morgan Burnett against the Vikings. Here's a 3rd and 3 on Minnesota's second possession of the game. The first down is at the 42-yard line, and wide receiver Jarius Wright will run a shallow drag route right across into the area occupied by Tremont Williams and Micah Hyde. But watch how quickly Morgan Burnett diagnoses this play and makes his break, and he beats his teammates to the tackle and gets right short of the first down, forcing a punt. On the Vikings' next possession, it's 3rd and 7, and the tight end is going to run towards the first down marker, but watch Morgan Burnett step up just enough to delay any thought of a throw. Looking at this same play from another angle, it looks like quarterback Christian Ponder wants to throw this route to the tight end, but with Burnett stepping up, that allows enough time for Nick Perry's bull rush to collapse the pocket, and the Packers have a sack. One more from Burnett, it's another 3rd and 7. Here he is 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. The first down is at the 35-yard line. The Vikings will try a draw play to the running back, but watch how quickly Burnett reads and reacts to the play in order to make the hit at the 30-yard line and stop the Vikings from getting another first down. All those plays I showed you of Burnett were in the first quarter, and he made plays like that all night long, including a forced fumble in the second quarter that gave the Packers another turnover. As a sign of leadership, he even pointed the way for Julius Peppers to do the Lambeau leap after the pick six. The scramble drill and safety play, two little reasons the Packers got two big division wins in a span of 5 days. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.